Question is, physical laws may have some errors due to error in observation due to imperfect senses. How can we find error in mathematics as no sense is involved? As mathematical theorems don't change, so can they said to be can be absolute? Answer, yes. Since the time of Euclid, who was a famous Greek mathematician, mathematics has often been considered to be a very pure form of knowledge. And mathematical theorems have been considered to be absolute truths. But as science has become more and more sophisticated, then it has found that even mathematical theorems are no longer absolute truths. For example, now there is a whole genre called non-Euclidean geometry, where Euclidean principles don't apply. For example, it is said that the three angles of a triangle, their sum will be 180 degrees. This is considered to be like a fundamental principle in geometry. And it has stood the test of time for a long time. But if this same principle is applied to a triangle that is not on a flat surface, but it is on a sphere, then if a triangle is drawn on a sphere, the angles of that triangle won't summarize to 180 degrees because they will all go in different directions. So that means Euclidean geometry, which is considered to be like one of the fundamental truths, it does not apply if it does not hold true universally. And there are this is just a simple example. I'll have to go into such technicality in mathematics that it will not be easy to understand it. So I won't go into that. But the point is, as mathematics has become more abstract, as science has become more refined, more complex, so it has been found that many of the mathematical theorems are also not absolute in their scope. Gödel's incompleteness theorem is also a famous theorem, which talks about how that the implications of Gödel's incompleteness theorem are many. And again, it will be a whole class in itself, what theorem is and what its implications are. But suffice it to say, there are many experiments which do show that mathematics is not an absolute source of knowledge, because even mathematics operates, even the principles of mathematics operate on certain presumptions. And those presumptions are often considered to be so obvious and so universal that they are not investigated. But if those presumptions are questioned, if those presumed conditions are changed, even mathematics does not remain an absolute source of knowledge.